So then anyone had over 160 acres were, well, they had to sell it at the appraised price, which was $25 an acre for top land, or you couldn't draw water for anything that you had, unless you did dispose of your excess land. So I always said, I said, the government stole more off of the people than they should privately own land, all of it was. And I said, it's not like they developed a lot of arid land, which was never been farmed or developed of any kind. Anyway, so this one was the first one that the Department of the Interior had to develop dry land and bring it under irrigation, where it already had highways, railroads, telephone service, water service, and everything already here, and all was privately owned. So we were going under the same restrictions that they had when they first started the reclamation for development of arid land. You see, that was first started in 1902.